on Saturday, just kind of walk me through what you saw.
Man, I was sitting right there just having like kind of Saturday morning beer, and I seen a chopper start coming. I was like, man, it looks like military, and it's not the first time they've flown over my house. They're out of Fort Campbell, which I was there last Thanksgiving with J.D. Vance, and I've talked to some of these pilots, and I've told them, I'm like, you guys see me waving when you come by the house? I'm like, you guys are always welcome to cruise by my house, like, anytime. So they just happened to be coming this way, so I walked over here, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. And then they circled back around and came out right over here, and I just, you know, gave them a salute and, you know, kind of a thank you. And man, it was a level of respect that I got that no award or record sales could ever do. And you know, at the end of the day, if it makes their day a little brighter, you know, for their service to our country protecting us, I think that's a great thing. Especially when I saw yesterday that there was, you know, the No Kings thing going down and there's people flipping them off. I'm like, I don't care what your politics are, but come on, man. If you're flipping our military off, I'm the king of the bird. Like, if you're flipping our military off, you're on the wrong side of things, man. So, you know, at the end of the day, I thought it was harmless. I thought it was really cool. I was very appreciative of them coming by, and I hope they got a good smile and made their day a little bit brighter, too.
The military is, like, looking into this to see, you know, if they did this for their own pleasure, I guess. What do you have to say to that?
I think they're going to be all right. My buddy's Commander-in-Chief. I mean, what are they looking into? They stopped for, I don't know, seconds, a minute? You know, maybe they were here 3-4 minutes, you know, just saying what's up, went on. And I've told them before up at Fort Campbell, like I said, when I was there with J.D. Vance back at our vice president back in Thanksgiving, I talked to some of them. I said, yeah, because I see them when they fly the Chinooks. And they go to Nissan Stadium for the football games. They come right over. And if I'm here, I usually make a point, come out and, like, you know, give them a what's up. So it's really not that new, but it was pretty cool. They stopped right there and kind of, I wasn't expecting any of that, but I thought it was really neat.
The people who on social media kind of had, there was some backlash towards this. What's your message to them?
TDS syndrome. They got TDS syndrome, which is no new news here. It's like, you know, we know the half of the country that's gonna love it and say, that's really cool, that's great for the military. And the other half is gonna go, oh, wasting taxpayers' money, this, that, and the other. And I might remind you, not to sit here and brag about it, but I've done a lot of service, much in the military, been every war country, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kosovo, multiple times, Christmas is Thanksgiving. And I think a lot of these guys and girls know that I've done a lot for them, because I appreciate what they do for us. So I think they know this is a pretty friendly spot if they want to come by and give a wave when they go by.
Is there really anything else you want to say that I didn't ask you?
Well, I think they kind of covered it.
To the people who serve our country, what do you want them to know? I know you covered that, but I'll hear you say it again.
The people that serve our country, I mean, same thing I've said for years. Thank you for your service and keep on kid rocking in the free world.